When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into The Exchange with yours truly, Nick Mangold, my good buddy Mark Sanchez. We got an exciting one for episode 2.
Let's go.
We have a little longevity.
Longevity is great.
Is good.
Adjective for him.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I've never met him before.
Neither have I.
Which is interesting.
He's going to sit right here, baby.
He's going to pop on in and we're going to have a nice little chat. But I was thinking longevity thinks me to, you know, the older players and who you got to play with long time. I have one lined up and I think it's probably going to be yours too. Who is like the
Faneca.
your favorite oldest player? Yeah, Faneca is definitely.
He's amazing.
So like has to be 10 year plus.
Ooh.
That you played with.
Witten.
Really?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
In Dallas. The 1 year I was in Dallas was pretty awesome.
Okay.
Faneca would probably be another one. Brandon Moore was another one.
You're blanking on, I think.
Who would you say? Brew.
Mark
Grinnell. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Idiot.
Yeah. How'd you forget Brew?
That's terrible.
He was the oldest one we played with.
I'm sorry. That's bad. Yeah. I remember he turned 40.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember on Hard Knocks, it's closer to age to his
daughter. Yeah.
And he's like, don't even think about it.
I was re-watching
like
Hard Knocks.
We barely knew each other. I was like, my bad, bro.
We got a lot of Hard Knocks things to go through.
Oh my gosh.
I rewatched it with my son and there's a lot of things I forgot about it. One of them loved it. The other one got really bored.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think he expected me to be on the screen the whole time.
Yeah.
So when I wasn't, I was like, well, this is stupid.
He wanted more of me too, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Probably. But
yeah,
so,
I'm trying to think.
You know, like, and so you know, Brew, 1,000 stories.
Yeah, it's
I assume
the best.
Our good buddy Vinny Testaverde is going to have 1,000 stories.
Really cool,
because it's you get that long of time. You have
Brooklyn guy, Long Island guy, yeah. Like playing here for the Jets. That's a big deal.
Because I had 11 years. I still have a ton of stories.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine guys that play. I mean, Vinny
played
was
for
21 years.
Yeah,
21 years. So
jeez,
I think.
Oh, you. The Heisman Trophy. I don't know why I don't associate him as much with the Heisman Trophy, and you should, but.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Probably. That checks out. But, I think we've teased it up enough. I think we should bring him in.
Yeah, I think. Come on, Vinny.
All right, let's get
come
to the Vinny. Let's get to the Vinny interview.
21 seasons, 233 games. Play until you're 44.
44.
I don't know how you did it. What was the secret to the longevity, man?
Well, I think a lot of it was, staying healthy. You got to be a little bit lucky in that department, as you know, both you guys know. But, just kind of taking care of yourself, physically, with your diet, mentally, just trying to do the right things to prepare yourself each week, get ready to play, whether it was, studying game film or, taking care of your body in the training room. We had some great, great trainers. I was fortunate to be around a lot of good people.
When you play that long, how different was your routine from when you started to later on? Like new technology, new stretches, anything at the end that you're like, man, I wish I had that when I was 22?
That's a really good question. I wish I had some of the stuff they have now back then, because I was still trying to figure it out on my own.
Cold tubbing and all that kind of stuff?
Not at first. When you're 23, 24, 25, I'm beat up on Sunday night, Monday. By Tuesday, you're ready to go. When I was 35, then you're ready to go by Thursday, Friday. Then I was 41, 42. It's like, am I going to be ready to go this week? Same amount of abuse, but it just took longer to get over it. And so you really dedicated your time more to, cold tubs in the training room, getting massages, how you your diet looked, and definitely, you know, what you did in the weight room to stay strong and healthy.
I'm curious if, did you think you were going to go anywhere else? You were the number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner in 86?
87, yeah.
87, sorry.
Well, drafted in 87. Heisman in 86.
Correct.
You're correct.
Ooh, that was the year I was born.
I'm getting so old, I can't even remember.
86, that was when I was born. Did you think you were going anywhere else other than Tampa? Do you have any draft stories? Or was it lead pipe lock all the way?
I remember being, I played at the University of Miami, and I remember some of my teammates towards the end of our season just kind of laughing, saying, good luck, you're going to Tampa, because they had only won four games in 2 years, seasons. So
dire straits.
Yeah, they figured I was going there, and I figured as well. And it was a tough start to my career.
Now, you brought up the University of Miami. So being an Ohio State guy, I need to know your thoughts in 2002 national championship. Was it pass interference?
Man, I'll tell you what. I know we won that game. That's all I can tell you.
I don't know. I feel like someone won it.
You guys definitely have the trophy, but it might have been a bad call.
That was my freshman year.
Yeah, good for you.
That was wild. It was
good for you.
You know, you got to bring up the Ohio State things every once in a while.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah, we got to share some of the trophies.
You got to ruin the show every once in a while with Ohio State. Oh,
all right, USC, calm down.
We're back. All right, we're back.
Okay.
That's what we keep saying at Miami, too.
It's coming. It'll come around. It always does. I'm curious, okay, how did you end up with the Jets? Why here? Was it a Brooklyn thing? Like, you're obviously from Brooklyn.
Born in Brooklyn, raised on Long Island. I was always a big Jets fan as a kid.
Really?
Had the opportunity to go play for Bill Belichick in Cleveland after I played with the Jets.
How was that?
I'm getting the story messed up here. After I played in Tampa Bay, I went to play for Bill Belichick in Cleveland.
Okay.
After we left Cleveland, I went to Baltimore with the team, and Bill was released, fired, and he went with Parcells, and they wound up in New York with the Jets.
For like a day or something, right?
They were together.
Oh, he was here, right. Okay.
So after my time was up in Baltimore, Bill Belichick got me to come to New York with Parcells as the head coach.
Okay.
So that's how I got to New York, because I played as a player for Belichick.
Wow. How was he? Any good Belichick stories?
You know, he was great. Him and Parcells are two of my favorite coaches. Bill is, you know, he has his teams ready and prepared every single week.
Yep.
He's not going to leave any stone unturned. And I really, as a quarterback, appreciate how he approached the game and how he made sure all the players were responsible for what they had to do that Sunday. Because a lot of times on other teams, sometimes the quarterback's responsible for what the other guys are doing, and it makes our job as a quarterback tougher. But Parcells and Belichick, they had them dialed in, man.
There was always that feeling when you're going to play them, like, you better be on. You better be ready. No, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Don't give them any free ones. Don't give them any cheap ones.
Exactly. But did you have a lot of family still in Long Island?
My family. Yeah.
So you had a lot of tickets then?
Were you playing for free? Just buying tickets?
Pretty much. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think I still owe the Jets some money. It was really fun to come back home and play in front of my family and friends. At the same time, it's, you know, it could be a distraction, and that's what one of the things I was afraid of. And I kind of told him, you got tickets, but I'm not going to come and have dinner with you every night. I can't do it, right? But we had a great run in 98, AFC championship game. And, you know, had we won that game, we had a lead going into the second half, and we had two bad breaks in the second half. One was a kickoff, but it was so windy that day. The guys lost track of the ball in the kickoff, and we fumbled it away. But had we won that game, we go into playing the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons, who we destroyed that same year. So we were confident that had we gotten past the Broncos.
Sounds familiar.
I feel like I know this story.
You guys hear the story, man?
The Steelers. I feel like I lived.
Sounds familiar, right?
We would have played Green Bay. Beat them. They beat us earlier in the year. Or we beat them 9-6. It was a terrible game.
Yeah.
But Rex was like, you know, we got that. He felt good about going into that game. Yeah. Like, oh.
I know you do, right? It just
God.
The ones that got away, right?
That's the worst. The
ones that get away. I know. And as I'm sitting here, I have AFC quarterback, AFC championship quarterback, AFC championship quarterback. And it's weird. Like, it's that history of it, you know, all together. And unfortunately, we haven't been back since. But you know, hopefully, good times are coming. But it's just it's one of those things. Like, and especially for us going back to back, like when we missed out on the first one, and then we had the run, and we get back there, we're like, all right, this is our time. This is
you
our
just
time.
Kind of assume you're going right back.
And
yeah,
then you assume know? After the second yeah. one, you're like, yeah. all right, well, we know how to get there. Like now, we just got to get it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
not
yeah.
to sniff again. Are you still invested as much being a Jets fan growing up? And then having played for the Jets and now being down in Tampa, like, are you still invested in the Jets? Are you following every week? Like, what's your fan passion? Because you also played on other teams too. So that,
yeah, so that... I played on seven different teams, mm-hmm. you know, seven teams total. And you know, out of all the teams, the Jets have been my favorite. You know, I grew up on Long Island, and they were my childhood team. Strong so Island. You know, Strong in my heart, Island. I'm always a Jets fan, and you know, watch both of you guys play in many games, and mm-hmm. always pulled for you guys. I don't get up here as often as I like, but you know, I'm always checking out the scores and seeing where they you know, where they are in the division and.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Conference.
Your favorite memory? As a Jet, either in the playoff run in 98 or in
you know, I have a few really good memories with the Jets. Yeah. One is the Monday night miracle. We're down 24 points going in the fourth quarter against the Dolphins of all teams, right? And they're, you know, they're talking away and, you know, I'm just, you know, I try and always be humble and not say a word. And here we come. We're coming back. All of a sudden we get the lead. I throw a touchdown to Jumbo Elliott, who's,
that's right.
You know,
that's
a little bigger than you, Nick. Right? He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I throw a touchdown. I go to pick him up and I about blew out my back, you know? So, not that I do the touchdown, but the memory is that I almost blew up my back trying to pick up Jumbo. That's the kind of stuff that I remember. You know, I remember playing against Seattle with Parcells, and it's late in the game, and I run a check with me, two plays. It's a pass or a quarterback sneak, and they play two wide three. So I tap the center, you know, and we go. We're in the five-yard line, and I barely get the ball over the goal line. They didn't have instant replay back then, by the way. Had they had it,
you might not have got it.
It definitely was not a touchdown. So we're all celebrating, you know, and guys are hitting me in the head, and I'm like, you know, hey, I got a concussion, right? All of a sudden, I get this shove in my back. I'm on the numbers out on the field, and it's Parcells, and I'm thinking, what's he doing out here congratulating me? He says, get your ass in the huddle and call another play, you know? So those are the things that stick with you after all these years and all the games you played in.
I love it.
It's the silly stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's this I hear about you play cards? You're a poker guy, blackjack guy?
I used to play a little bit, but I don't really play too much anymore.
I mean, there's like legendary stories about you being like a card try.
No.
Get like Rounders vibes from
it. No. I mean, you know, it's like playing golf with your buddies, you know. You bet a couple of bucks and the money always changes hands, but nobody really, at the end of the day, nobody really winning money. Yeah. But it's all, you know,
that's what a card shark would say, you know. He's going to lure me in.
So yeah, I do remember with
he's gonna nobody lure really wins, nobody really loses.
We're going
got your ass.
Another good story has nothing to do with football.
I love it.
Right? We're going to Japan to play in a preseason game.
Cool.
And, it's like a 14-hour flight. And me and Jason Fabini, offensive lineman, Anthony Beck, tight end, and I think it was Wayne Corbett, our receiver, we played cards for 14 hours all the way out. Just nonstop.
How was it playing out there? Pretty cool?
Like
too far.
Yeah, it's definitely too far to play a preseason game. But we had it was good to go see how they live on the other side of the world, you know, but different culture, different things to take in, and it was fun. But awesome. I wouldn't make that a regular trip.
I can barely fly to the West Coast.
Yeah, you never come visit.
I know, because it's a long flight. So I was with him in New York, obviously, and saw the celebrity of the starting quarterback for the New York Jets and all the people that he attracted to. Did you have a favorite celebrity that you were able to meet, or someone that came out to a game? You're like, oh my God, that is amazing. Your time here in New York.
Oh man, I wish I had a good story for you. I really do. I don't really, nothing comes to mind. Yeah. You know, just, I mean, today I met a guy on the field, Mark Sanchez. That was pretty cool.
We did, just me too. I've never met you before.
Never met before.
He's not that cool.
Yeah.
Like, not. Yeah. It's a letdown.
It really a letdown.
Did you go to any Broadway shows?
Actually, I did as a kid growing up because I, you know, I grew up on Long Island.
But as a player, did you go?
No, I really didn't take advantage of my time as a player here in New York. I was, you know, honest to God, I was just so focused, laser focused in on what I had to do. I didn't let anything, you know, distract me from. I mean,
card games.
I was kind of boring. You know, it was kind of boring.
Did you have a favorite steakhouse when you were here?
Yeah, we used to go to a place called Ruth's Chris.
Come on. Yeah. Chain. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It was, you know, over on Long Island. And
the one right by Hofstra?
No, it was near Oyster Bay Cove, that area.
Yeah, we used to go. They put one in like right around the corner. So we always go.
Yeah,
there.
Perfect. Yeah, we used to go, take all the linemen out and, you know, you guys used to run up our bill. You know, I'm sure you did the same, right, Mark?
I would never do such a thing. Yeah. No.
God.
Nope.
That rookie dinner. Set me back, coach.
No, it didn't.
You guys earned it.
You were fine.
They definitely did. Are we going quick fire?
Yeah, we've actually just been banging through them. So we're down to Subway or Taxi.
Subway or Taxi?
Taxi.
Really?
Yeah.
Uber.
Yeah, my kids had to show me.
How to do that?
How to do that.
Are you an Uber guy or a Lyft guy?
I'm an Uber guy.
What's your rating?
What is that?
So they rate you as a passenger. You know, like if you have a couple too many pops, you throw up in the car, you get a bad rating.
No, I must have a good rating because, you know.
You're probably high fours.
I'm quiet, I'm in, I'm out. You don't even know I'm there.
Love it.
Would you rather go to a Broadway show or a movie?
A movie.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Favorite movie of all time?
Good movie. I loved Rocky as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, all the Rocky series. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like the new ones?
The underdog, you know.
Yeah, do you like the Creed ones?
They're okay. Yeah. I like the older one with, you know, Sylvester Stallone in them. Yeah. You know,
which Rocky was your favorite?
Probably the first one. You know, I mean, you know, I wasn't expecting what I saw, and you know, just an underdog. And even though he doesn't win, he comes back and he keeps fighting, perseverance, that kind of thing. So
love it.
I like it.
It's awesome.
Love
Vinny
it.
T. Yeah. What a guy.
Yeah.
Jets fans, we're in our final push and the clock is ticking. WynnBET is giving you a golden opportunity to win VIP prizes for the 2023 season. The WynnBET Green Room is the most exclusive space at the stadium with all-inclusive food and beverage, lower-level seats, and appearances by Jets legends and celebrities. New Jersey customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET Sportsbook or Casino. For New York customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET's sportsbook. The best part? You get an entry for every $100 you wager.
So that was Vinny Testaverde. That was awesome.
First time meeting him. Yours too, huh?
Yeah, my first time
too. Really
cool. Yeah. And it was what I found interesting, which I didn't realize and I would love to have had longer with him, is we had a lot of overlap.
Player-wise. Yeah.
So getting different stories out of them and would have been, if we had more time, would have been a lot of fun.
Playing for Belichick, Parcells, like, it's pretty sweet.
It was pretty cool. I bet he's got a lot more Parcells stories that he's holding close to
He didn't give us everything.
No.
He's got some good ones.
It is weird, though, the AFC Championship. Like, did you feel a special bond?
Once he started talking about it, it's like we share this heartbreak.
Yes.
You know? And... oh, it's either one, right? Like either one. I feel like the Indy one, we were up at halftime and then Peyton just went on a heater.
Yeah.
And got
Peyton
after
went all
us.
Peyton.
Yeah. And what we were, I don't know if you were in the room when Tom Moore told us, who was the coordinator at the time.
I probably
was. And Rex was like,
go to meetings.
He's like, damn, I couldn't get your number in the second half. Like, I don't know what changed, but something changed. You guys weren't the same team. You started dialing up stuff that I wasn't totally anticipating. And he said Peyton was calling everything. He said the second half, Peyton just did his own deal.
Yeah.
Peyton, I was like, great.
Peyton just Peyton us.
Thanks a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
And then, God, we just started so slow.
So slow in Spitzer.
Against the Steelers. Tone didn't touch the ball in the first quarter.
Talking to when Willie Colon came here and talking to him.
Oh, right. Because
he was on that team. He was like,
jerk.
Because we knew, like, we always say, like, if we had three more minutes, we'd win that game.
Dude. The way we were coming back. The goal line stand killed us.
And Willie was like, yeah, we knew that too. Like, we were just praying.
It didn't feel like we lost. It felt like we ran out of time.
Yeah, we ran out of time. Like, and that stinks. Ugh. But on a happier note, like, a 21-year career, seems like he's doing great.
He looks great.
He looks
great. His kid's playing ball.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. His kid's a quarterback.
So I missed that.
Played at Miami, I think. But good player and still trying to do either XFL or USFL, yeah. I think he said.
XFL.
And, yeah. Sounds right. So hopefully things work out for him. But what a good guy. And he's going to be the captain for the Monday night opener. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. Big fan of Vinny. From afar, now I can say I know him.
Yeah, I know. Now
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty pumped.
It's kind of funny that he was here in 05. I got here in 06. And yet,
damn,
17 years later.
You're old, man.
Thank you. Yeah, 2 years younger than me, which is the funny thing of our whole stupid relationship. All right. That was a good one. I like that.
Be sure to rate, review, follow, and listen on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening.
Thank you. Good work.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.